open.
I just don't. Soft open. I don't know how I feel
my
about.
My open is so soft right now.
Oh, my opening Jesus is the God. Softest of all of them.
God.
The
one opening to
a Lord of the Rings pull and a vagina man. Joke in the same fucking sentence.
That's better when Logan tries to do it.
Yeah, a little bit. So, welcome to Name Redacted on the Soft Open.
Reach for the stars.
You gotta shoot high, man. I'm Alexander Fulmer, one of your hosts. With me, as always, is...
Ellen Norris.
And I'm Chris Nielsen. I love it.
I didn't bring that back.
I love it.
I'm gonna put that on.
Yeah. It's holster. I love it so much.
I was not surprised to see that now Mike has that along with Colin.
Oh, I got it immediately.
By the end of this episode, it's just going to be foghorns. It's just the whole way.
Just seven dudes with foghorns just hitting them repeatedly like,
And that's why we don't have sponsors.
That's sponsored by a foghorn app.
No shit.
Dude, the guys who make vuvuzelas would love us. We're like their wet dream. Are you just balancing a beer on your...
Oh, shit.
It was closed.
Oh, I thought it was full. He was ready.
Oh, man.
We were doing a trick earlier where Chris stood under the stairs there, and Mike stood up on the balcony and dumped beer into his mouth. We call that the staircase.
I want to do the balcony butt chug.
I've seen a beer bong at Tuba House long enough to do that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that's another use for a vuvuzela. Oh, shit.
It doesn't have a lot of give.
But you got to do the initial use first and then the butt use because you can't do it the other way around.
You don't go ass to mouth.
Well, you can, but do you really want to? Whose ass are we talking about?
You heard about the vodka butt chug, right? With the girl?
Oh, what? Yeah. What?
Did you hear about that? Remember first the chick that had the vodka?
Oh, wait. New Year's Eve. Okay, that is it. Perfect.
You haven't heard about that?
We're here with guns out at sundown.
Take two!
And take two. We fucked this up once, and these guys were kind enough to let us come. We're in studio.
Yeah.
And
let me tell y'all, it's glamorous in here.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. There's shit laying everywhere.
You guys want to say your names and what instruments you play, or, I don't know, say what something stupid. What's something stupid they can say? Say something stupid.
Go ahead.
I'm Mike. I'm here to party. I play guitar. I'm drunk as fuck right now.
I'm Andrew. I play bass. I'm also drunk as fuck.
I'm actually not a redneck either. I skate that line whenever I'm drunk.
Spend enough time. This is enough time
Mike
down
Dennis.
Here.
Mike Dennis, the Dyke Menace.
I'm Jay Bone, play guitar.
Jay Bone, after midnight.
I am Christopher Tepper, and I play drums. I am also drunk.
We're all drunk.
There's a fairly large amount of drunkenness.
We're highly intoxicated.
Chris is borderline not participating drunk.
I'm right on the threshold.
Chris is borderline Colin drunk.
Chris better participate. I would be so sad.
Chris has far more holes in his body than I expected.
Yeah.
You should see his penis.
Ooh. Oh, that's ass on that. Thank you.
You might see his penis.
It's like a
so.
You play your cards right. That might come out tonight.
What about vodka butt chug?
So apparently there was a chick, right?
On New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Filled her ass full of vodka.
Like you do.
And had people sipping vodka, like, with a straw.
She put a straw
out of her ass. And then, like, as the night went on, people got progressively drunk. And she started just pouring shots out of her ass with vodka. And then they started doing, like, basically ass to mouth with vodka.
Blowing and, like, shots in the very, guy's mouth with her
the
ass.
Last guy just got a mouthful of shit.
it's like Russian roulette.
And then a riot.
It started a riot. And then a riot ensued. Like, some dude hit her, she fell off the bar, and then, like, people just started fucking each other up.
Where was this?
I have no fucking...
This wasn't with us.
Oh, I was...
It was a news story. No,
I
we
thought
there.
For
no.
sure.
I was going to say...
it on internet.
Can it was at the Cheetah, guys? Right?
Cheetah in Greensboro.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That's why it's world famous.
Yeah, for all you OG famous. Greensboro people, it's the old Harper's 2.
Yes. Yeah.
Old Harper's 2.
I watched a dude set his face on fire the other night. After we interviewed you guys.
That's a real thing.
This dude, I was at the bar, they were doing open mic, and the bartender pours a shot. The guy orders a flaming shot. The bartender's like, I'm not going to light that on fire. And she pours a shot, and she sees a guy pull out a lighter, and she's like,
my God.
You're not going to light that on fire either. He lights it on fire, doesn't blow it out, takes a shot, catches his beard on fire, catches his hair on fire. Whole bar smells like burning flesh. This dude starts just pummeling him in the face to put out the fire.
Punch it out.
It was awesome.
Was the Bernie Nate Shockley?
No. No,
punch out the fire, Delmar.
Punch out the fire, Delmar.
Just hit him as hard as you can and hope the force behind your head is enough to like create wind resistance.
It worked. It worked.
I would be like American as fuck if he was the one that just started punching people.
Like, I'm on fire and I'm angry and I'm punching.
The best part was there was a touring band there that night. They were rad as hell. They were called Red Necromancer. So it was Redneck Romancer.
Oh my god.
And
that's sweet.
They, I thought we were getting yelled at.
That was Nathan's scream.
Yelling,
Nathan.
yelling awesome
at our music.
Cool, I like that.
He's angry about it.
And so it's two guys, and they said everything.
Shout out to our vocalist, Nate, who's in the booth right now, screaming expletives as we're doing this.
Gaping his own ass.
The guys in this band were like, no, we knew that was going to happen. I was like, what do you mean? They were like, the last time we were in North Carolina, some dude set his whole body on fire. So, like,
damn, all right, well, they're coming up.
Yeah, like, hell yeah.
Hey, tiger piss.
If you're going to be known for something, I guess that's a decent thing to be known for.
Lighting, you're the guy that lit your body on fire. Yeah. That's why I look this way.
Dude,
every time we're in North Carolina, this is what we look forward to, is a person on fire.
Yeah. Dude's face was like dripping and shit. Ew.
Oh, God.
Bad situation.
Did he go to the hospital or did he just walk it off?
He just, if this was taking another shot and called the cab.
If this was NYP, he walked it off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The guy walks it off.
He's still walking down Tate Street just screaming.
Because you don't want to be a bitch.
No. He went and he grabbed some pizza and he went home.
Yeah.
Put some tussin on it. Just put some tussin on it.
Hey, Nate. Hey, come say hi.
What's going on? Come say hi. This is Nate, our vocalist.
Hey, Nate. Nate O'Hara, the vocalist, making an appearance.
There he is.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing well.
How's it going in there?
It hurts.
It hurts.
Fucking hurt.
Daddy, it hurts.
I know that feeling, doing fucking hardcore or metal vocals. It's not comfortable.
And everybody wants to talk to you when you're done. You're like, fuck you.
Like, hey, man, you want to
talk
about things?
No, I just want to go home. Thanks.
I don't want to go.
So we got in touch with...
Throw up.
We got in touch with Guns Out at Sundown a little while ago through a contact of mine. Super stoked to have them on. You guys have a new album you're recording right now that's in the works.
Absolutely.
And how many tracks are on it? Do you say you're doing this?
Six. It's going to be six.
Six.
So it's going to be an EP, not a full one.
Yeah.
And you guys
have
a
V side.
It's up to 890,000.
I mean, they're all like quick 30-second like snippets of just screams and
farts.
Like,
and
so you guys up, you're breaking into power violence.
We did the colonoscopy at one point. We got that track. So I mean, that's
30
seconds
of screams.
That's one song.
A couple indigestion clips of like that happening.
It's just a whole lot of noises that sound very similar to...
We're trying to be artsy. We're trying to go with a different direction.
Yeah. It's avant-garde. I like it.
Yeah, you gotta be unique in this day and age.
R.I.P. Bowie.
Yeah. Rest in peace, David Bowie. It's too soon, right?
How many people have died since we did the first recording?
We recorded...
Two people have died.
Three.
Yeah,
three.
No, since the last time we talked
to
them. Yeah. Who else
Alan
died?
Rickman. Alan Rickman.
And...
David Bowie.
The girlfriend.
No, and the guy who played the original animated Robin Hood voice died.
No.
Yeah, the original animated Disney Robin Hood.
I feel like I saw a random post on Facebook.
Yeah.
And Celine Dion's husband.
Yeah, but he doesn't count because he's a normal person.
Right.
He's a record.
Man, he's
Canadian
guy.
Normal.
It would suck to be the Robin Hood guy and just, like, be the afterthought of the people who died.
Yeah. Like, look at all these cool people who died and, like, you know, that guy who was part of my childhood. Like, but that's fine. Yeah, like, nobody gives a shit about him. But Bowie's really important.
I got really scared because everybody was dying right after their birthdays, and then Willie Nelson just had a birthday, and I was like, no.
Don't
you do it.
William. Right after this all happened, I went to my girlfriend, and I was like, I swear to God, if Elton John dies. And she goes, holy shit, look at this. And she puts, like, her phone in front of my face, and it's a Facebook thread that she's reading as I'm telling her this. And it's 20 of her friends like, please, Elton John, don't die. And I was like, I told you, man, he's next.
He's next.
There would be many a crocodile tear show.
People that born in 45 and 46 are like, on the way out right now.
Dude,
cancer, man.
It's a bitch.
Fuck cancer. Drink, by the way.
Drink. Crack one, drink.
When you hear a burp, you have to drink.
That's a new rule.
I posted on Twitter today. I was like, so we lost Bowie, Rickman and one other person. I can't remember. Lemmy. It was Lemmy. And I said, yeah, we still have the shambling husk of Keith Richards still around.
He's still just there.
Kanye is still out there walking around doing his thing.
Hurting everything up. Fuck that guy.
But if he's going to go, can he at least go with, like, an anvil drops on him or something? Yeah. Yeah, like...
I would love that. Like Looney Tunes style? Like Acme, yeah.
Yeah, like just legitimate.
Falls
like
off a cliff with the... Kanye West just died from an Acme rocket to the face from Point Blank Rage.
Mike. Wile E. Coyote quoted as saying...
Do the NFL guy.
Oh, John Madden.
Last night we had a game of Nutball.
We played Nutball.
Like Jackass, like...
You spread out. Yeah, like,
Chris and I sitting on the floor.
Yeah, so I was sitting on the steps and I was just, like, commentating the entire time. And it was all John Madden stuff.
Are you doing a play-by-play of the throws?
Pretty much, yes.
And basically it was Chris and Andrew with their... basically they're not sprawled out, like... Perpendicular.
Completely naked.
Perpendicular like, to one another.
Just out for everybody.
No, we had throwing that's actually foreign objects at each other's balls. Why, Mike?
So not even a ball, really.
Just whatever
we could reach.
Actually, I would go into John Madden and then into like a random baseball commentary, like, just a bit outside. So like I would bleed into different characters because I'm, you know, multiple personalities and whatnot, you know.
Schizophrenia is fun.
You all seem to have like separate tour personalities.
We just have separate personalities. We just have problems.
We have a lot of problems.
Yeah. I'm actually a lot more rambunctious than this, but I tend to sit in the pocket.
He's just like a drummer. Yeah. Just sit in the pocket.
Yeah. Wait till you need that wild card.
And then it's there. Maybe he'll come out and bust out a little taxidermy on one of the fans in the audience. Right. Maybe turn somebody's foot that just got broken off into a pit, in the pit into like
an actual off.
Yeah, just snapped right off.
The gas station, and he's like, "Oh, possum skeleton."
Just break a foot off in the pit and just blow it up for a fun play toy.
So like, there's this weird conundrum when you have
Chris does taxidermy, by the way. Yeah, everybody listening.
If you want to come to one of our shows and pick up like a Jedi mouse.
Yeah, yes. that was Colin's idea, I believe.
The fuck out of a Jedi mouse.
We're throwing dead rats into a burlap sack at the merch table. Come on down.
It's like bring two dead rodents, get in free.
Yeah, I want a Pikachu.
What?
You want a Pikachu? Yeah, can we make a Pikachu happen?
I
would have to have like
we're gonna have to kill a lot of hamsters.
And I'd have to like
it's a Pikachu comma.
Okay.
Cute
well, like we
mouse.
We talked about his taxidermy hobby. And we just sprouted off into this weird genre of, like, can you do, like,
nerd
taxidermy or, like, cryptozoological taxidermy?
The Ninja Turtles would be awesome.
The Ninja Turtles thing would be cool.
And I want a giant hair as Yosagi Yojimbo.
I told him if I die, just go ahead and, like, just choose Bigfoot or Chewbacca and just have at it. Like, just take my skin and just take your pick, make one happen. Like, if I end up just getting like brained tomorrow by a truck, you got it, man. Like whatever you want, take advantage.
Whenever he's showing it off because he fucked it up, he's just like, "This is a Chewbacca / god awful bloody mess." I just botched.
I managed to save the crotchel.
Crotchel.
There, feel free to
give it a tap.
Give it a little.
It's very life.
It hasn't dried yet.
Love tippy.
Still got a little.
Very eloquently stuffed the balls on this.
I really need you to tell the Fox story, though. I need that in my life.
So, we had a show at Angels Rock Bar in Baltimore. Was it Angels Rock Bar?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah,
it was Angels.
And then we all went to Nate's house afterwards, which is like 45 minutes north. And can you hear me?
I'm sure. I'm 99% sure we're good.
We'll
spin it just in case.
Everybody just got their ears squeaked, kind of.
Yeah.
So anyways,
don't give a fuck.
I'm driving on 140 and obviously watching the sides of the road because you never know. And then boom, fresh fox. I'm like, holy shit. This is where I turn into like where I find it completely weird because it's like if I pull over. I gotta walk up to it. And then I gotta put it in something.
It was like a fresh hit, like still twitching.
Yeah, so like I pulled over, And as I'm backing up, I looked in my rearview mirror, and it, like, it was twitching and shit, and I was like, fuck, man, this is fresh. My heart's still beating.
Jackpot.
So I got out slowly, because I didn't know how
careful of the not erection dead it was. On the steering wheel. And,
yeah, didn't want to hang your hard dick off the steering wheel, yeah. Right?
As I got out of the car, I tucked it under my belt, and then...
my belly button just full at that point.
And then walked up to it. It was definitely still dead, but it was brain dead. His muscles were moving. Anyway, so I was sitting there. I was like, how do I knock this thing out? And then I was just like, don't knock it out. Just wait. And then I was waiting for it to die, and it wasn't dying. And then I was like, dude, I've seen so many cops tonight. A cop's got to pull up. Sure enough, cop pulls up, and he's like, did you hit a fox? And then, which I did not hit the fox, but I was like, yeah. Yep, I hit it. And he was like, oh, okay. So I said, whatever. I was like, it's still alive. And then he was like, well, we're going to have to take care of blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I was wondering about that. Like, what are you going to use? And he was just like, his gun. You know what I mean? And I was just like, do you have anything smaller? And he was just like, no.
A police
and
fist.
Within this amount of time, I let him know. I was just like, yeah, I do taxidermy. I kind of really want it.
This
and
isn't weird.
Yeah.
It's not weird.
And then, so he's like, all right, well, let me call it in. He had to call in, and he took my ID just in case I had felonies or whatever. And then,
like, that wouldn't matter.
Well, because I'm pulled over on the side of the road, they always take your ID. He's not going to be like,
Fox because you have a ticket.
No. So, anyways, he ran my ID. He checked he called in, said he was going to, like, whatever, use his weapon. And then, he shot it. And I was like, that was pretty cool, really loud. And then another cop pulled up,
Mike.
And he was just like, do you still want it? And I was just like, yeah. And he was like, all right. So he went to call that in.
Wait, he had to call in that they were letting you take the fox?
Basically.
Well, they have to remember all their
bullets. Okay, yeah. In North Carolina, you actually have to have a license to collect roadkill.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to have a
possibly
license.
Possibly that way in Maryland, too.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, but haven't asked anybody.
Like, if there's a dead deer on the side of the road and the thing is still, like... You know, pretty much fresh.
And you're like, yeah, I want to eat this.
Yeah, like a lot of people are like, oh, venison's delicious. And so people will take it, but like you actually have to have like a permit
right.
to take it here.
Like, it's, for a deer, I think it's the same thing, but if it's
a fox.
Like a fox. Or, I mean, a fox maybe.
That you see and you want to choke out.
Yeah, like a possum or a raccoon. But anyway, so the other cop walked up, and then that guy had no clue what he was walking into, and I kind of brought up. Yeah, I need it. You know what I mean?
I know this is weird. This
he's
is
just
weird.
Like, you need gloves? And he, like, gave me gloves. I was like, these are nice gloves. And then I was like, I need to get this. He was like, what are you going to put it in? I was like, Mom, give me a box.
I got my carcass box.
Yeah, so I, like, went and got that, and they were surprised it fit in this box.
That's a Dr. Seuss thing, right?
The fox box.
Fox in the box, is it?
I guess. I don't know.
Fox box. But anyways.
Box box. It's not weird.
So, yeah, at one point in time, I looked at him. I was just like, I'm sorry, this is really weird. And he was like, no, it isn't. Well, now it really is.
Now this is more awkward.
There was another time. So this all started because I wanted to collect skulls and shit. And this is one exit on my way to work. And I kept seeing on this little spot with like a little shoulder that there's like bones. Like, I saw the skull. I drove past it a million times. Bones. And I was like, one day, I wasn't late for work and I wasn't even going to work. But I was on that road and I was just like, nobody's behind me. Here we go. Make sure.
Like
then
you're plotting this out.
Yeah.
Like,
and then
you're like, oh, shit.
I started pulling close. I was like slowing down, like checking behind me or whatever. And then I opened up my door and I had passed a little bit and I was like, fuck, it's perfect. And like, I got out through my little blinker things and I got out and I reached down and I had this bag and I put the bag on like a glove and I'm like trying to pick it up. And like
you're picking up a poo?
No, basically. And like the skull was like, most of the skin, all the skin was basically gone, but some of it was like draped, and then there was like the fur that was like, it was really old. The bone was like bleached by the sun. It was perfect.
Okay.
So I'm like,
Chris,
I've got this
fucking
skull.
Taxidermist secret agent.
I've got this skull in my hand. I'm like, come on, come on, come on, come on. And it's like trying to loosen it up, and I'm like, and I was like, fuck. And then I hear like, I'm like, and I'm like, and I, right when I look up, it's a Anne Arundel County cop, and I'm just like, hey. And he was like, everything all right? I was just like, yeah, everything's fine. He's like, all right. And then pulled away. I was like, thank God. That would have been like, yeah.
It might be my dog.
It's a really small dog. Yeah, Chihuahua. You got it. Don't worry about it.
I thought it was old Borky. He ran away on me 3 months ago. Sitting on the highway ever since.
Finally found him. Now my kids can sleep without crying.
Can we introduce a new person? Pee Poop. Everybody say hello to Pee Poop.
Oh, don't say hello to me because I'm going to forget it anyways. Fuck you.
I love that they
10,000 year old metal musician. It's like Glenn Danzig and Mel Brooks got a bit together.
See, Pee Poop used to go down to Old Johnson store.
We used to go down to Old Johnson store and we'd buy an entire bag of nails and we'd take them down to the train tracks and we'd lay them all along the train tracks all willy nilly and straight and as an arrow, and then we wait for the old 436 to come through, and it would come through out of the B&O and it would come running up the trail and we'd go, oh, here comes the old 40 and that train would come running through there and it would shoot nails out and we'd go skittering and scootering and then we all go home with all bleeding and there was old Bill. It was a good time.
Thanks, Pee-Poo. I like your hoodie. Did you get that hoodie at Old Navy?
Old Navy, back in my day, it was just called Navy.
I love that that's a bit for you guys.
Oh my God. You should just go, like, every town you'd have an overnight in, just find a local open mic and do that.
Just start yelling.
Just do 5 minutes as Pee-Poo. You fucking kill.
They used to call me the Pussy Crusher.
The Hymen Destroyer.
The Hymen Destroyer.
When he said Pussy Crusher, all I could think of was him with a hammer and a cat.
All I think about that is, and sometimes dead is better.
There was one day where
sometimes dead is
better. Our poor little kitty, Mr. Mittens, was being bad, so I gave him the hammer, and well, no more Mr. Mittens. He ended up in a pillowcase.
Well, he ended up as a pillowcase because you gave him to Chris.
Oh, fuck. Yep, I didn't think this was going to be as fun the second time. Shit.
That one came full
decorative pillow.
Pee-Poop, why is this pillowcase got a face?
I hit him and I hit him.
I hit him and I hit him and I couldn't stop and then boners.
I started playing Staircase, Staircase.
I started playing Staircase, Staircase and my pants flew across the room.
What do you get whenever you cut a baby with a knife?
Oh, what? God.
A boner.
Oh, Jesus.
Are we starting those? Are we going to start
doing
some
baby jokes?
Should we?
I'm
trying. Oh, God.
Some good damn baby jokes.
What's the difference between having sex with a baby and having sex with your grandmother?
What?
Your grandmother doesn't die when you fuck her in the ass.
Oh, my God.
Solid.
Oh, it's solid.
We might need to record
another disclaimer. So,
how do you fit 500 babies in a 5 gallon bucket? Blender? How you get them out? Doritos.
Just imagine the Facebook comments. I was a dead baby. You've offended me and all of my abortions.
And all of my abortions.
So should we talk about music?
Yeah, probably. We're going on tour.
The Lusty Leopard tour. I got it.
No, we've seen the mock-up of the shirt, man.
The ultimate tour. Drink.
The ultimate tour.
In my heart, it will always be the Lusty Leopard tour.
The ultimate Toyar tour.
The ultimate tour.
For all the listeners, we're coming back down to Greensboro to play a rare house show.
Yeah,
we started out playing house shows, like in the basement. It's all smoky, and everybody's drunk and puking on each other, and there's glass and blood. And
it's just wonderful.
And somebody tries to open up the pit, breaks their fucking hand on a pylon.
So this is
a load-bearing wall.
Oh, this is just like a regular show, just in a basement.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as a regular show.
In the living room.
Yeah, no, that's
except
fair.
We're not jerking off afterwards.
Says who?
Privacy issues and whatnot.
Well, he means in front of everyone.
Yeah, right? That's
absolutely.
We're definitely jerking off.
Yeah. I don't want to jerk off in front of a crowd in somebody else's house. What am I, an animal?
Yes.
I mean, that's safer venues.
Yeah, no, you do that when, you know, everyone can see. It's more impressive when 30 people are right in front of you and seeing your dick rather than 25 people in the background making out with each other.
If we're a jerky animal, Chris can pick us up and stuff us.
That's true.
Yeah,
maybe.
Oh, exactly. Not stuff humans.
Except for me.
No?
Chewbacca.
you guys have an agreement.
I would let you stuff me.
There was a French
guy. You have permission to stuff
fun
me.
Fun story.
And, like, put me
there
in a cool
French
position.
Guy.
Like Michael Jordan.
He went on this trip. He was in
Air
Africa.
Jordan.
He witnessed a burial or whatever ceremony. And that night, he went and dug the guy up and stuffed him. And then took him back to France
and they had them displayed, and for a while, like, it was kind of like this, like, what the fuck? People are pissed, and then, like, eventually they took them, and they, like, basically had them in a closet for a long time. And then in, like, seriously, in, like, the 60s or something, like, maybe early 1900s, they were, like, or, sorry, 20th century.
Whenever you say you got them and stuffed them.
They were basically like, hey, man, like, we need to put this guy back, like, where.
In his grave.
We should put him, we should put
and
him
they
back.
Eventually reburied him, but you can Google it.
It's a story. Google it.
It's okay. Worth a Google.
So if my last dying wish was to be stuffed, you wouldn't be the guy to do it?
No, but Vsauce did a cool little thing about like what happens.
Vsauce is awesome.
Like what you can do with your dead bodies and whatever.
If
whatever.
I died and put it in my will,
was it Lyndon?
I'd stuff you before you were dead.
Was the guy the like one of the Russian guys or whatever? Well, I mean, he's continuously
Lenin.
He's still embalmed.
He's embalmed. Like,
yeah. He's in a glass casket.
Yep. Yeah. He's so,
good
like,
question though.
A glass.
If I put it into my will, that was a that I wanted you to stuff me. Would you do it?
You can't.
Glass casket.
Because like Vsauce covers all that. They basically.
I thought we were bros, man. I thought we were bros.
It's.
He can stuff you while you're still alive. Like,
you can't own a dead body.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or what if you got donated
to Obama?
If it were to be stuffed, it's
you're
no longer...
a dead body?
Yeah. It that's could actually
property?
Become property.
Okay.
Which is weird.
Okay. What if I wrote that in my will, too? Like
I want
I
to become
maintain,
property.
I want to stay the property of this.
At some point in time, culture took over.
You know what I mean? Absurdity was just thrown out the window, and now we have to be civilized motherfucker. Fuck that. That's stupid. Can it just be like 1600 again, and the person with the biggest club
I makes
the rules?
I think it would be like, if there was literally a company that could like
right.
take your skull.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's where you could have
I
fucking skull.
I think
and
I would
want to
either
yeah.
go in cryo or have a space burial.
I would. I'd like to be shot in a space.
Oh
That'd
my god,
that would
dope.
Be cool.
Yeah.
But.
Oh,
that would be a burden for your family to take care of.
Fuck
no.
that.
Like, I
mean,
that,
no.
If
I
it would be a
guy wants
no.
shot into space, it, how the fuck do we afford this?
No, it's not the burden of the cost. It's the burden of how are we going to go visit Grandpa?
You're going to have to fucking go to
how
space.
How we go visit space Grandpa?
The cool way to go out is a Viking pyre.
No,
yeah,
dude.
I would like
put
to go
on a raft,
way.
Light me on fire, and fucking send me out.
My like the other day, like I was texting my girlfriend about the fucking Powerball from this last week, and I was like, man, if I actually hit the Powerball, I'd like for $1.6 billion, I think I'd probably just have a heart attack and die because that's so much money. And she goes, sweet, so I get all the money. And I was like, well, that's not very nice. And she goes,
space burial.
No. And then she goes, no, it's okay. I'll give you a sweet Viking funeral. You'll
yeah.
love it. And I was like, no, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's
if
good.
That's
that
how
kind
it goes,
of money, get the fucking Han Solo.
Oh my god,
as
the frozen and carbonite.
Yeah.
The actual
Forever,
fridge
yeah.
door.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Just
fuck
that.
That. No, no.
Under
hold on.
I called it.
Hold on. Hold on.
Was it?
Not refrigerator door.
Shot the two thumb fist.
Is that
refrigerator
his
door?
They made like a fucking giant fish.
Fish?
Fist. Fish fist.
And Johnny Depp like funded the whole thing and like put his ashes.
Oh
on
yeah!
Top and then, like,
shot him out of the
two
thumb,
like,
the Gonzo fist.
Yeah, the Gonzo fist.
Nice.
He shot his ashes like up.
You guys
in space.
Know who the first person buried in space
pretty
was?
Wild.
Spock.
Touche. The guy who invented instant ramen noodles.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The second person buried in space was Star Trek.
What
about
Spock?
I thought the first,
Ray,
I thought the
Ray,
first people buried
Ray
in space were on the
yeah.
Challenger.
Shit.
Well.
They didn't quite make it. They didn't quite make it out of the atmosphere.
They were more of an atmosphere red mist.
I don't think it was Titan 6 or whatever
cremation.
The fuck it was.
Right.
I think it'd be really cool like to not be shot off in space inside of a casket, but like just your body. And you're just like...
and then you just
oh,
freeze.
No.
Like,
dude, they get you up there and so there's
maybe,
like a torpedo tube they shoot you out of and you're just...
So maybe one day when technology like turns into Star Wars, where there's this gigantic
Star
like
World.
Intergalactic
Star World.
State, somebody will be driving in your body just because.
Like, you know what
dead guys.
And then an alien comes along and puts you in a fox box.
It's like, no, it's not weird.
It's
not weird.
Makes you a refrigerator door.
You have to explain to all the Klingons that it's not weird that you stuff dead humans, and then it just gets awkward.
The Klingons
okay.
would get it.
So
man.
We definitely need to invent some kind of rocket that will take floppy dead bodies up into space and then just
I think we're
release
talking
them
right
into
now
the vacuum.
Not a rocket but a slingshot. Like a giant catapult.
You know what's gonna happen to a dead body with a slingshot? It's gonna go yeah.
like, two yeah, like 300-foot tall posts and a giant bungee cord, and just let's wing it.
I think it'd be sweet if there was like a high tension like wire mesh screen.
Yeah,
and you shot it at that.
Well, no, you have like, to get it. No, it's
I'm
like
thinking like worst like case scenario. I don't make it past orbit, and if anything, like
then you're just in orbit.
I'm just there, dude. Yeah.
You're a satellite.
You're in a slow synchronous orbit. The first human satellite.
That's what I'm saying. A pod that takes you to space and goes bleh, and then your body just freezes.
Little kids in space camp will just be like, "Oh yeah, I see it," and you just see.
I really hope.
Floppy bins.
I really hope if that is the case.
It's like a Stretch Armstrong.
If you
get, I want to be naked. Because I want them to learn something.
If you get shot into space and your body instantly freezes, if it were me, I would want to get frozen in the Michael Jackson pose. Just hand over crotch, other hand out, head down.
So I like Mike's idea, Jumpman.
Jumpman.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Some alien's going to come along and just put you on top
Look,
of their
Look, kids,
antenna.
That's the rings of butthole. Guys, we're not thinking
that's
big enough.
Butthole.
We got four people here, right? You guys are all in the same band. So when you die, we're going to shoot you in space, and it's going to be the YMCA.
That'll work.
That's how you're going to be frozen. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There's too many of them.
Yeah,
there's one
more.
Well, exclamation point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, God.
Just cut off his head and put him up.
The rest of the guys, the YMCA, I'll be the wild card. Just send me up there, like, whatever position. Just tuck me in, and I'll just start spinning.
Wherever he falls, there shall be buried. Jackknife into space.
Yeah.
Cannonball.
Oh, my God, it's beautiful.
So, music.
Oh, yeah, we got a little off topic.
Yeah, new album. We're doing that.
New album coming out at some point. When we get our shit together.
So
we've got like 2 days. No, we have 1 day left. We're leaving Saturday morning early as fuck.
Nice. And going back to Maryland?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You guys are getting an RV while you're down
yeah,
there,
Yeah, we're
too,
taking
right?
a new
yeah,
RV
we're picking
back.
It up tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Nice.
Tomorrow morning. We're getting Very a 30-foot cool. rape wagon.
Right after we Right after
we thought it was racy too. It was a dicey name, but we
Is
were
that
like,
a brand?
Got to pull the trigger on this.
Oh, wait. Is there an accent? Dude, it's Rape.
It's a 2005 rape wagon.
We did it's have nice. So we used to have a Winnebago, and we used to have a plaque. Our old guitarist's name was Nick, and we had a plaque that was called "This Area Dedicated the Nick." Blah blah blah. Unwanted sexual experience room.
There's still a plaque in there.
Yeah, the dude that bought it left the plaque. Yeah.
I want you guys to have had a fucking license plate that said Winnebago.
Yeah. I
thought about that.
Yeah.
The Winnebago. I'm all about it.
The Winnebago.
Yeah. Winnebago.
So you guys are...
Cross country tour.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
you missed an O. Nope.
So when does your tour start?
March 3rd.
March 3rd.
Morgantown, West Virginia.
Yeah, our first one is March... It's March 3rd to March 19th where we end in Texas.
Mm.
And then we're off for 2 weeks, and then we're heading out on another tour.
Yeah,
for that.
We're doing a national tour after that. It's like, I think it's March 30th through April 30th.
Cool.
April.
Can't talk.
What day do you guys end up here again?
9th?
Is it the 7th or the 9th? Sure.
The 17th. Oh, here?
Yeah.
That's a question for our tour manager. I don't give a fart.
I don't give a fart.
Well, while they're looking that up and figuring that out, you guys, are you planning on playing like a lot of the new stuff that you're recording on the tour?
Yeah. All new stuff.
All new stuff.
All new stuff. Yep.
Six songs. Period.
Yep. We're throwing it down your throats.
Well, no, we still have old songs, so I mean, we'll fail at the set, but it's shit. I'm drunk.
Don't do that.
I'm done talking.
Fail at set.
We're gonna fail at the set.
Only Rick Astley covers.
We do have a lot of old stuff on Spotify. If you search "Guns Out at Sundown,"
play strictly Joel.
Yep.
Strictly Joel.
And YouTube, we have music videos. Yeah, we are going to shoot a music video, so we'll come back from the...
March 7th.
Yeah, we're going to come back from
The same night Coheed and Cambria happened.
Son of a bitch!
Oh, right. Yeah, my girlfriend already bought tickets for it.
Ah, sucks to be you.
Wait, which date is that? Is that the Raleigh date or the Charlotte date?
There is no Charlotte date.
There's two dates.
Is there?
Yeah, there's two
dates. I'll look it up later. Don't look it up now. Professionalism.
We can fix this. Sorry, two of my favorite bands are playing on the same night, so.
Two of my favorite. New favorite.
New favorite.
And favorite, old favorite.
No, I mean, on the same, Glass Jaw and Coheed. I'm sorry.
No, yeah.
I like Guns Out. Don't
say Glass Jaw?
Yes.
Yeah.
Glass Jaw's fucking awesome.
I fucking love Glass Jaw.
Yeah. Colin and I are what I like to call just overzealous Coheed and Cambria fans.
Yeah. Three Coheed tattoos.
I had one. It's covered, and I'm getting an entire side piece.
Nice.
Coheed's. Actually, Actually, no, leg piece. Leg piece.
Cody. I saw them play with 18 Visions and Avenged Sevenfold, like, way back. Yeah.
I remember that tour.
I saw...
way back in the day.
That tour came through Winston, actually.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw them play, I saw them play with Under Oath, 3, and... somebody else really weird. But I missed the tour that they had with Thursday and Thrice, which was the year prior. I've seen them 7 or 8 times, think.
Yeah. We saw them on the Second Stage Turbine Blade
the 10-year anniversary of their first album.
It's really funny seeing, like, 15-year-olds there, and it's like,
you were 5! Get the fuck out of here! Like, it's...
Don't push me out of the middle. Fuck you!
Yeah. Well, we're gonna go on tour with them soon. No, I'm kidding.
I almost peed. I was so close to peeing just now.
I was about to suck many dicks.
In that case.
So backstage pass, yeah?
I've been here, so.
Well, I'm glad I shaved my balls this morning.
Get down on that slop field.
You're going to break in that new fucking van real good.
How do I put this lightly? My hog is not ready to partake in the slop.
We called the dealer actually earlier today, and we were like, can you just cut a hole in every chair?
The couch. I mean, we're going to have the couch cushions.
Where are you guys getting the RV from?
RV World.
Danville.
Yeah. RV World.
Danville, I think, right?
The one in Danville? Like an hour away.
There's one in Clemens, too.
There's one in Clemens.
And Colfax. They're fucking everywhere.
And there's one in Midway.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys are going all the way to Danville.
They just got... Because they have the perfect one.
Yeah, it's the right one.
It's on the way, like, if it was within 500 miles, we could pick out any RV and they'll deliver it. So
son of a bitch.
Yeah.
What's it like getting paid to do what you love? I just want to know what that's like.
Yeah, no.
We haven't figured it out yet.
No.
I'm still working in a soul-crushing...
Dude, we're really rich, you guys.
Yeah, I mean... Killing. Yeah.
We all hit the Powerball.
We're poor as fuck.
Do you guys all have day jobs?
For now, for now, like, we're going to end our jobs.
Here in about a month.
Yeah.
Yeah?
So we made a pact.
What are you guys doing for the boring job?
Chris and I work in a liquor store. I love my job.
Yeah,
I love working there. It's such a cool place.
Do you see weird stuff a lot?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to come up later.
Do you guys work in a state county-run liquor store, or do you guys actually have
stores? Like, up in Maryland, we have, like, privately owned liquor stores, like mom and pop places.
God, that's like a unicorn to me.
Yes. My bosses are fucking great.
Do you guys have a drive-thru?
No, we don't have a drive-thru.
Drive-thru liquor store.
Those are tight.
The Great White Buffalo.
There are a couple drive-through liquor stores around.
I'm telling you, dude, that's the Great White Buffalo.
Yeah, that is the Great White Buffalo.
The Great White Buffalo is indeed the drive-through
liquor store. We've got brew-throughs here, where you just go through and you get a case of beer and a pack of smokes and just drive right on out.
Actual brew-through? There's one in Carolina Beach.
Yeah.
Because I've heard of the ones, like, I've been to Outer Banks.
Yeah.
Like, brew-throughs? Yeah. Those? Oh.
And there's also, in Thomasville and Lexington, there's the Frosty Keg.
Yep.
And there's one...
That sounds good.
Frosty there's one keg. Somewhere else around here near a college.
Nice Frosty Keg.
Frosty Keg.
So what about you guys? What are your boring day jobs?
I actually work with troubled youth, like juvenile type stuff.
Boring day job.
Boring day job. Yeah.
Really?
I've done that actually for like 10 years.
Dope, man. That's actually fantastic. Pretty fucking cool.
He works with troubled adults.
I'm a prison guard.
I have juveniles. I have troubled juveniles, and Mike has mentally troubled adults.
Yeah.
Are you a social worker?
I deal with mentally challenged people.
Oh, right.
Oh.
He wrangles retards.
I didn't say that. Yeah. My boss forever.
So you guys have pretty awesome jobs.
Yeah.
You guys have pretty awesome jobs. You're leaving to live the dream.
Nate actually has probably the best job.
He's a
respiratory therapist. And he's like,
what?
He manages a team of respiratory therapists.
Yeah.
He is a respiratory therapist supervisor.
What is a respiratory
therapist? Like
Nate!
Help! Explain.
You're to the hospital and something's wrong with your lungs. He's the specialist.
He's the guy that shoves a fucking tube down your throat and cranks on your dick to your throat. And then you can breathe better.
That's clinical, right?
Sorry to use medical jargon, but that's what he said.
That's on AskMD.com, I'm sure of it.
Does he just hum Pop Goes the Weasel until they throw up?
Pretty much, yeah.
Always turns exactly them on their side and punches them in the back until they...
And boom goes to dynamite.
Basically, if you stick a tube down a dick and then pump the balls, like, you'll start breathing again.
Catheters are fun, but man, this sounds really great.
I hate that word.
Catheter?
Oh my
really?
God.
Catheter,
do you have a catheter?
Wait,
I hate the word catheter and
your
urethra.
So you just don't like any things that have to do with your penis.
I don't want
to
think about anything going into my dick hole.
So you don't want to know
what
space docking is.
You love the phrase.
Fashioned, it makes me uncomfortable.
You love the phrase cathetered urethra.
So have you heard of urethral sounding?
No.
Please look it up.
I don't want to know what my urethra sounds like.
What about moist? Moist catheter.
It's what it sounds like, though.
Moist catheter?
Yeah. Girls don't like the word moist.
What about
stretched urethra?
Grandma's urethra.
I mean,
grandma's moist urethra.
Urethral fingering.
I'll take a look.
Never look up docking.
Never look up space docking.
Don't look up docking or sounding.
You gotta look.
Thank you.
You gotta look past the bush.
So you're telling the way you feel about things going in your urethra is how many girls feel about anal.
Yeah, pretty much.
I now
we talk about it.
Except, except with anal,
says the word urethra, I feel like somebody is just jamming this stool into my dick hole. And I just have to sit there and take it.
Hey, cheese sauce makes an awesome lubricant.
Which cheese kind sauce. Of cheese sauce?
Which
any
brand?
Honestly, hopefully not Jello Bean.
Microwave.
No nacho.
30 seconds. Nacho.
No nacho.
If you're from Philly, it'd be Wiz.
It would be Wiz. You're exactly right. Oh, wait.
Shove a
I just
cheese
remembered.
Bottle up into a dick hole and just fucking
oh, God.
Hammer down.
Cheddar Wizard!
Oh, I just remembered man. We did a shout-out in the last one to our buddies in Sons of Texas.
Yes.
And oh, Devour yeah. the Day.
Just yes.
Two bands to check out, Sons of Texas, Devour the Day, and Guns Out at Sundown. That's three.
Yep. And this band.
We did that at the one. End, though, at the
yeah,
pick of the week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So why don't you fucking wait?
Dude, these guys have been on the show once, and they are already super familiar.
I got it.
Yeah,
I know what's going
well,
on.
Well, our format's not that
they're
fucking
correcting
complicated.
Us on.
They're correct, dude. You guys are our new producers as a
okay.
whole.
Okay, all right. Yeah, producers, we need jobs. Yeah,
cool. But it doesn't pay.
It doesn't pay.
It pays
anything.
It's pack a week.
It's pro
neither
bono, man.
This. Yeah, it's whole yeah. music show.
You're looking at it.
We got paid. We need stuff. Fuck!
Do you know why they all have beards? You can't afford a razor. You can't do it.
We're just out of money.
We just yep. can't do it anymore.
Fucking Obama.
Fucking Obama.
Not to be political. Or nothing.
Water got shut off, so I've been in diapers.
I want to introduce you guys. You didn't meet this guy next last time.
Dog Hair Thompson. Dog Hair Thompson.
So I'm just going to slide into Dog Hair Thompson real quick.
There he is.
That's right his alter ego. From, I got pee poop. He's got dog hair.
I'm just going to embrace this drunken feeling that I have, and we're going Dog Hair Thompson now. Go ahead.
This is almost
we
like
got an interview. We got an interview.
He's always on the verge of fighting someone.
This is weird because this is like talking to Rob when he's being fucking moondoggy.
Moondog.
Boy down there called a moondog.
So, dog here, let me ask you a question, man.
Go ahead.
What is the best album that you've ever heard?
Best album I ever heard was obviously Lynyrd Skynyrd, number one. Any single album you ever heard from Lynyrd Skynyrd. Can't think of a single song off of it. Dog Hair Thompson is always drunk. Anything with Freebird. If you got a compilation album with Freebird, some Van Halen, not Van Halen.
Van Hagar.
Praise Dale.
Anything with Dale Earnhardt. You put a number three on an album, Dog Hair Thompson will buy that.
So I read your Wikipedia page before this interview, and yes. I heard that you're a fan of liquor. What is the best kind
of liquor? Dog Hair Thompson likes Jim Beam liquor and only Jim Beam liquor. Because here's what I like about Jim Beam liquor. I know a guy named Jim, and he had a laser beam of a penis, and it reminds me of him. So there you get Jim Beam. Dog Hair Thompson only drinks Jim Beam liquor.
Hard sell. Next question.
Hard sell.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't take it.
You asked me a question. You didn't ask me a question.
How do you...
Perfect question. Thank you.
How do you?
How do you do? Correctly unfuck yourself.
Oh, shit.
I'm sitting here waiting.
How do you ask a girl on a date, usually?
How do you ask a girl on a date?
Yeah, absolutely.
How the fuck else do you ask anybody else out on a date? Come up behind them. And I mean, really, you got to come from downtown.
Balling up fists.
It's a big swing.
He's balling his fists.
Knocked them completely out. They're on the ground, man. They can't say now. Fuck. You deserve a party. You deserve a party.
Okay. On that note, how do you guys toilet around here?
So do people who've been dog hair ever get into arguments?
Not really.
We tend to get longer.
Oh, did someone say pee poop? What do you even need?
When Colin comes back, I want to do a two douche morning show sketch where you guys call in.
Oh my god,
that'd be a fun bit to do.
Oh Jesus!
Right now,
I went down to the bar with dog hair the other night, and I saw this girl sitting over at the bar, and I was like, slid up to her, and I was like, "Hey, girl, you look like you like to fuck."
Well, that's down there at Walmart the other day, got arrested. Right. I was in Walmart parking lot, got in a fist fight, got arrested, and whatever. Fucking mom. Running her fucking dick beaters. And we had it out, right?
She was wearing her Garfield shirt again.
Yeah, I gotta tell you what. Oh, she God, looks I like hate she's Mondays. Fucking a Garfield shirt. Jesus. Gigantic 9X.
I think we're
Garfield shirt.
We're derailing.
I feel like we ran everyone else off.
We did. We just ran away.
Nate, come talk.
Okay, anyway, come talk.
Yeah,
Come talk to me.
For a second there, I really thought you were about to call him Supercuts, and I was going to lose it.
Supercuts.
I was going to lose it, because that is my favorite, unnecessary nickname for people. That and Lunchbox. If I hear anybody get called Supercuts or Lunchbox, I'm done. Like, I can't stop. I can't help myself. I'm like, that's hilarious. I'm going to laugh in your face. I don't feel bad about it. Actually, after this, I do think we want to get bumpers from pee poop and dog hair.
That would be phenomenal.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Colin, you want to do a two douche morning show routine and have them be our callers?
You want
oh God! You got to catch me when I'm drunk. That's when the magic comes out there. Down there, Uncle Jesse. I had an uncle. Never mind.
Hold on.
It could take a very bad turn.
I got distracted because Mike is sitting here on the stool, and behind him, Chris, totally shirtless, standing, scratching his belly, just like
scratching around the belly button.
We're scratching the old hairy bagel.
The old hairy bagel.
We're from up there in Appalachia, though. You know, when people scratch their belly.
Oh well.
We got Kyle O'Dell, our producer, in the house.
Oh, I see that.
No. You heading out?
No, I'm gonna get food now. I'm coming back. I'll still high five you.
I'll still do that thing where I'll high five you.
High five the shit out of you.
Terrible job, so
far. For those of you who don't know, Kyle O'Dell is producing the album Four Guns Out at Sundown. He's standing right behind me. He's probably looking really confused. I can't see his face. But
I've just got a really cool boner right now.
There. You know what? He's right on target with the tone of this podcast, so I think we're solid.
This is Turbo, by the way.
We got
this
Turbo.
Turbo helps genius. Out with production.
Turbo Dog.
He's a lyrical genius.
Couldn't have done this album without him.
And Alexa.
I think we figured out.
Never heard Alexa.
Over there is Alexa.
New singer for...
Letters from the Fire.
Letters from the Fire. Check them out.
That's another band that you guys should absolutely get on top of.
And Kyle is in Fairy Anthem.
Yeah. That's true.
Failure. The dumb razor.
Failure.
Tie
I'm not drunk, band. So I can still pronounce.
Failure.
Turbo. What's your band name again?
I know. Even Chains.
Even Chains.
Even Chains.
Turbo.
Lots of band plugs.
Yeah.
Thanks. Sweet.
I'm going to get food.
All right.
Excellent.
See we're going to go hit up the Panda
Express. Be careful, goddamn it. My God, be careful.
I think we're hitting.
I'm going to go steal your fucking seat
for a second. What was that? We haven't really talked to Nathan.
No.
Oh,
so let's do a little bit of talking to Nate.
Just Nate.
Just Nate.
Just Nate.
Just Nate. You're in my phone as Nathan because Harry gave me your name as Nathan.
That's because my mom calls me Nathan.
Yeah.
He is, in fact, married to my mother.
I am aware.
He's been banging my mom for about 10 years.
Let's just put that dick on the table, then.
So, one of my bosses is indeed the reason that I got in touch with these guys. So a big thank you to him, because this has always been the two times we've done this, always, quote unquote.
Always.
This has been fun. But I was in. But we, I was in correspondence with Nate first, and then three dudes who weren't Nate showed up to my house.
Because I've never seen any of you guys, well, pictures or otherwise.
I had seen pictures and I knew what the guys' names were, but then when I saw them at the door, I was like, none of you are tall enough to be Nate. I was like, what is happening here? And everybody came inside and I was like, Is he gonna come? And then I looked at my phone and I was like, no, I forgot, he's not actually coming.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that we actually get to sit down and
talk
to
you. Yeah, definitely. I was actually excited you guys were coming down here to redo the whatever. So
yeah. the thing that you guys do. Something with a microphone.
We should legitimately talk about the album though.
Yes.
Yeah, we definitely should. Well, I started tracking vocals. I started tracking vocals the day before the interview.
Yeah.
And I think I just fucking wrapped up. Thank Jesus Christ. If I have to scream one more thing, I'm gonna fucking kill myself.
I know your struggle, man. I have to yell at people at work.
So what should people be expecting when they pop the record in for the first time?
Jesus Christ. Well, so a little bit of old school, like the very first album. We went, like, there's definitely some super heavy parts. I definitely gotta say, the guitar work on this album is head and shoulders above anything we've ever done. It is fucking retarded good. Can I say retarded?
No!
I already did.
Well, no, but fuck is politically correct and retarded is not.
I got yelled about. You're the one saying it, not us.
All right, yeah.
Oh, we talked about baby dicks for a minute earlier.
We did, yeah, we had a couple dead baby jokes. Yeah, so right.
I think
you're safe.
Just to clarify for the listeners, I mean retarded in the figurative sense and not the literal sense. So.
And the literal now means figurative anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, God.
Thank you, English, for that beautiful fuck right in my ass as an English lit major.
Why'd you hold up your fist when you were talking about fucking yourself in the ass?
Is
that like a thing of yours?
That's the you size that? Of the...
Trish has really small fists.
My girlfriend has really small fists, and they fit really well in my rectum. Really well.
That sounds.
That's how you get hemorrhoids.
Nothing wrong with that. That's just convenient.
So, about the album.
Yeah, so guitar work is fucking awesome. Vocals, I wandered into a realm that I have never fucking been in before. Most of the vocals on this album is in a fashion that I've literally never sang like that before in my life. It was kind of something that we discovered like two tracks in. And it was so fucking awesome, we just ran with it the rest of the
hell
album.
Yeah.
He nailed it.
Usually awesome. Nate sings in like a high register.
Yeah.
So we brought him down to like a mid-range kind of register, and it was totally different.
It put me into this spot where I could actually control how much grit I had in my voice. So before, like, Battlefields was all like either just fucking straight, like, full-on screaming or just clean singing.
Yeah.
We found like this middle ground where I was able to sing with grit but still have like good tone and good control. So it was pretty awesome.
Understand words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and understand words, exactly. My mom will be happy about that.
Oh, dude, like every time I tell
I'm just gonna be too much screaming.
Yeah.
Well, every time I mention to someone who's like not at all up on like metal or hardcore or any of that shit, I mentioned that I listen to metal and hardcore, and they're like,
and then I beat them to death.
Yeah, like, and I always get the same two questions, which is, can you understand anything they say? And then the second one is, are you satanic? And I'm just like,
no, and yes.
And I just
yes and yes.
I just look at them, and most of the time I'm just like, they're usually singing about like puppies and rainbows. Like, I don't understand why like half of the lyrics in metal music have nothing to do with Satan.
Well,
the other half, though, totally safe.
I say a lot of the meanings in these songs have a lot to do with personal loss.
Yeah, so far. Definitely. And actually, the song that we just rapped right now, one I just stepped out of the booth from singing, is about like life on the road. We kind of pulled an idea from, I don't know if you dudes are into Memphis Mayfire at all. Mm-mm. Okay, they had a fucking phenomenal song on one of their past albums called Alive in the Lights, and it was just about them like on the road. And that's kind of what we mirrored this after. I mean, the song is completely different, but that was where we got the idea from.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a lot of heartfelt stuff in this song. It's got the most brutal fucking breakdown of the entire album, but all the lyrics are, like, kind of, like, uplifting and, you know.
Yeah,
so,
it's a very listenable album.
Yeah.
And it took us until the last day for Nate to finally say fuck on the album.
Yeah. Which was a goddamn... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude. That breakdown...
Oh, you done said the F word. You're going to have to get right with Dale Earnhardt. You got to go down there to Talladega on Sunday, and you get right with Dale.
That's the Lord's Day.
Also, by the way... Yeah, that's the Lord's Day. By the way, we have our own religion.
Yeah.
It's based around Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah.
Wait, wait. So this isn't
praise a Dale.
No, no, I mean, like, you guys do this,
because
what's hilarious about this, and actually what's fucking perfect about it is, the house that we were talking about the house show at, they do that, like,
sweet, no shit,
like,
about Dale?
Fuck, yeah, absolutely, yeah, they get up there, and, like, guys will be playing guitar, and, like, it's a whole thing, running joke there, people will start, like, preaching about the good Lord Dale Earnhardt.
I'm so serious,
like, I thought this was a reference I was missing, because you guys were doing this, too. And then afterwards, everybody started praise hell, praise
like,
Dale.
There's like, a band back home that started making stickers and put them on cars.
Yeah.
A drummer for a band we know, shout out to
Worst Kept Secret, by the way.
Shout out to Bobby Orr. It's a little local power violence band, and their drummer Joey's Facebook name used to be Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah.
And he'd just go and join various Facebook groups and just post, this group is offensive, raise hail, praise Dale.
Yeah.
We add hashtag praise Dale to like everything.
Yeah.
It started out, like, I wanted it to be Hail Dale.
I still have the video on my phone somehow. But we were in the studio it would have been early 2014. And was it 2014?
It was.
Yeah, it was. You guys were up there tracking for Battlefield.
Anyways, we're like, we started talking, and then we were like, Andrew started going on this weird little rant, and then we were like, yeah, fucking Jesus, blah, blah, blah. We got to talk about Jesus. We're going to talk about the Lord's Day. We're going to talk about all these things. And then Mike was like, ah, I only pray to two people, Jesus Christ and Dale Earnhardt.
And then we just nicked.
And then, and I was like, Mark Martin.
Yeah. And then Jesus just got nixed from the equation. Yeah.
It honestly, it kind of like went asleep a little bit, and then out of nowhere.
Oh, we're building it up.
Oh, yeah.
We have saints, like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Our friend Kevin Merrill is like an obsessive fan of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What would be great if we could get Kevin Merrill to do Stone Cold dog hair over here, and then get fucking Reed Pegram to do Macho Man.
Oh my god, dude. Like, oh god.
Dale Disciples.
Dale.
Oh my god.
No, just
number
like,
three on his car, number one in our hearts.
Yeah. One in our hearts.
Yeah. Like, it's,
so you guys know, we got Church of Dale right here in Greensboro.
Oh dude, we were on this whole Dale kick, and we came through North Carolina the last tour that we did.
Of course.
And we found a fucking, like, I found a bag of chips with Dale Earnhardt Jr. on them.
Yes.
I'd have got them. I'd have got them if it wasn't Jr. Don't pray to any false gods. I only pray to the one God.
Dale Sager.
Junior is not the son of Christ here.
Right outside from that gas station, I don't know where the fuck we were. Like,
probably close to Welcome.
Probably.
That's where he's from.
Right outside, like, you know, there's little cars that you ride on for little kids. It was a Dale Earnhardt
car. I remember that.
I've still got a picture of me on that fucking thing in my phone.
That was in Georgia, I think.
It's funny because, like,
was it North Carolina?
I have this weird thing, like, with a couple of my friends, whenever they say something negative, I always say, quit hating, hail Satan. And that got under somebody's skin one day, and then another one of my friends on the same thread was just like, whatever, man, fuck it. Praise Dale. And I was like, perfect. Yes, thank you. Like,
so
either way.
I wanted it to be Hail Dale, but then I turned into Praise Dale, Hail Cthulhu.
Yes! You are right in my fucking wheel.
Everybody else is like ignoring the Cthulhu part.
Dude, no, yeah. Man, like, if Nate. You're gonna go, you gotta go Lovecraft.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh my god. You look like a fucking giant, dude.
Well, I kind of am.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want Cthulhu to come up here and, like, melt my face off or rocket fuel.
Yeah.
Or rocket fuel. I'll say hail Cthulhu. You know what I mean?
Tools
just to get right with him.
I kind of want to get my entire left arm in non-Euclidean geometry.
Oh, yeah.
And just
fucking... That would be pretty sick.
And just...
I don't know half...
I don't really understand what you're saying right now, so I'm going to take it as disrespect.
What about fist fighting?
I'm frightened and confused. Now I want to fight! I'm fighting everybody.
Oh, man. You
every
guys...
redneck I've gotten into a fight with ever.
You're getting the grilled cheese tattoo. Here
what?
Oh, yeah.
Are you getting the Jesus grilled cheese?
No. Here.
The Mount Bar. So,
Mount Bar.
There's this restaurant chain in Ohio. If you ever go to Ohio, well, check out Mount Bar and Grill.
It's amazing.
Shameless plug. It's fucking amazing. But if you get a grilled cheese sandwich with a skull and crossbones in front of it, you get a 25% discount for the life.
Yeah. Now, we're talking these grilled cheeses are like a foot and a half tall. You can get anything you want on them. You can get peanut butter, potato chips, like any meat you can think of.
Dude, I got,
and then they will take this whole fucking thing and deep fry it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's something else, dude. So.
Is that how you plug yourselves up before tour so you don't have to shit on the bus?
I'm getting a half sleeve here on the 27th, like just an entire day session. I'm going to make time for one little tiny grilled cheese. Right there, so I can get my discount.
A buddy of mine has a toaster in the middle of his chest. It's like a sacred toaster.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Shit. Sacred toaster.
And then an angel piece of toast praise and a devil piece of toast. Like, right here.
That's awesome.
He did a lot of drugs back in the day. He's one of my groomsmen. I love him to death.
Toast is mother awesome, fucker. He's showing me the picture of the sandwich.
I want to see the sandwich.
I think I
want to see it. Send me the sandwich and we'll put it in the show notes so everybody can see it.
God,
we'll put a fucking shout out.
Melt Bar and Grill.
Northeast Ohio. I've ever been to.
I think I just peed.
They just opened one in D.C. I think that's
oh, really? Fucking that's closer.
Yeah.
We got cheese, baby. I got cheese.
We got cheese.
You got cheese?
So you can get that whole thing batter dipped and deep fried.
They had a fried green tomato one. That was awesome.
And, dude, it's fucking
ridiculous. I got the one that was called the War Pig, and it had like kimchi and fucking ham and all kinds of
things. You walk
the fucking War Pig. Fantastic, dude.
Food order in your head, you walk out with a heart attack. That's what that place is like.
Well, I have the biggest.
Did you just say macaroni and cheese?
Oh, anything you can think of.
It's
mashed potatoes.
The whole gimmick behind the place is a peanut butter grilled cheese.
Wait, and they have one every month, and they have like an old school like cartoon flyer for that sandwich once a month.
Wait.
Sushi. It's so good that I'm getting
sushi.
This
sushi.
Oh, that could be cool.
Sushi on a
that could be cool as fuck.
Look over there, reinvade Vietnam, and bring some shit back. Like, hey, we got
I actually have had conversations with my Vietnamese boss about how he actually has eaten a fuck ton of cats in his lifetime.
Oh, wow.
My God.
Yeah,
cats.
He was, well, like, there's
a cat on a grilled cheese.
There's, that could be a good there's,
topic.
Well,
there's would a
solid.
I'd eat a cat off the street.
Yes, I would.
I totally would.
Well, I would. Oh, God. Yeah. Maybe, maybe, maybe.
No. Like, I have been over to third world countries, and, like, when I was a kid living in a third world country, I saw. This is probably part of why I'm really fucked up. But I was sitting,
all the white guilt.
This is probably why I'm so weird.
So I'm sitting up on top of this three-story building as a three-year-old with my like with my little friends. I lived in Nepal. And we're sitting up on top of this building. And we're looking down. And this is one of my first memories. And
is
I just see
the... Is this the giant kukri story?
No, this is the pig.
Oh, yeah.
This is the pig story. They bring this giant boar. And they pull it off of the truck. And it's not quite dead.
And then a cop pulls up behind you.
This isn't weird. It's
and
not weird.
Wait, and Chris pull, and
it's
then,
not weird.
And
it's
then Chris
weird.
Came up and choked it out. No, they pull this thing into the middle of the road, and I'm sitting, I'm turning to my friends, I'm like, what's gonna happen? And they just go, just wait. I'm like, okay. They take a fucking flamethrower out.
What?
While it's still alive, and they burn the hair off of it. So one of my first memories is a pig in the middle of the road. With fucking blood running into the fucking like the sewer system.
Oh, it's not good pork.
It's not good pork. Hey man, it was
Praisedale.
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 That's the
it's
end of all pork. My weird talks. It's like it was really fresh.
As long as you say it was really fresh, I think that it like actually just makes everything fine.
Yeah.
That's when your mouth starts to water.
It's just really fresh. Yeah. So
I do think about like. Fresh slaughtered pig, and I'm like, damn, that's gonna be good barbecue.
What about our bosses?
That pig went up to heaven into the hog pen that Dale likes to hunt in. Whenever he needs a break from hunting terrorists. We're up there looking for 72 virgins. Dale's up there on a velociraptor. He's coming to get him.
That
needs to be a shirt.
He's got a hunt in the off time.
Dale
in
Tupac. The They're going yeah. on drive by.
When Ted Nugent dies, he's going to be in that heaven. So
you well, guys already got Bowie. Take Nugent next. Yeah. For God's sake.
You guys have been fucking fantastic both Don't times we've seen you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
Oh my God! Thanks for coming tonight.
What? What? You just ruined the night?
He farted.
Oh,
holy shit. I got for you. I got something for you.
Just so everybody knows, Chris's butthole is a dumpster, apparently.
I tend to dump a lot.
He dumps slop.
And it starts bar fights.
He can't even play it like
dude, when
smells
we,
like a Taco Bell time.
When we're on the road, when we stop at a fucking convenience store, he'll go in, and I'll see him go to, like, the milk section, and I'm like his dad, I'm like, no! Don't you fucking dare!
Now, there's one time where I really wanted a strawberry milk, and I knew it was a bad idea, and then I thought it'd be funny to continue saying I'm gonna go get a strawberry milk.
Alex, if I went on tour with a band, how long would it take for them to kill me?
Oh, it doesn't take long. The amount of acid that comes out of that guy's body in fucking in aerosol form, dude.
You guys don't understand. We went to our first con together.
Trust me, we do.
Dude.
We went to our first con together. Colin tapped out on day three because we got way too drunk the night before. We opened up the car door. Alex, what did it smell like?
Hold on. To preface this, the night before, Colin and Chris decided to go out and get shit hammered with one of our friends.
Yeah,
and, like, I went to my friend's house, got some sleep, because responsible. So then I woke
up. We got around another one of my musician friends.
Yeah.
And who doesn't know when to stop.
So I get up, I drive over to the house they're staying at. It's like 9:30 in the morning, something like that. I'm
tapped out.
I call him four times. Nothing. Call him. He picks up. He's like, yep.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
I'm prone shit.
And like, I was like, hey man, I'm coming to get you. And he's like, yep, cool. I was like, get Colin up. He goes, So we get I get over there and Chris answers the door. He's like, what's up, dude? And I was like, what's going on? He's like, we went to bed like an hour ago. And I was like, I was like, why? And he goes,
can I hit that?
Bourbon.
Lots of imbibe. And I was like, yeah, cool, fine. I go inside, and I see Colin, and I know Colin drunk because I've been there. I've known Colin since I was 12. So I know what Colin's like when he's really drunk. And he's on the couch.
This was bourbon drunk.
This was bourbon drunk.
That's
so like I
we like literally pushed Colin off the couch out of the floor and he's still asleep.
No. I'm sitting there shaking him. I'm shaking him.
And he gets
belligerent. And I was like, oh my God. And then I turned to Chris and I was like, Chris, did you keep up with him? And Chris was like, yeah, basically. And I was like, how are you alive? So then Colin like swats my hand away, sits straight up and goes, I want to be alone for a minute. And then like I leave the room. I'm like, I'm not dealing with this right now. We go outside. We smoke a cigarette. We come back in. I'm like, Colin, you're getting your ass up. You're coming to the car. And he goes, fine.
I can totally see that.
Yeah. And he keeps doing this, just running his hands through his hair and going, fucking fine, dude. And so he gets up and he comes and he just lays down in my back seat, just done. Just
so
out.
Meanwhile, we go out to the con floor. Me and Alex are like doing business. Like
yeah,
third day
we're
follow.
Doing business and he's still
talking
drunk.
To this guy. And
my mistake
like,
was I went to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like,
had I not gone to sleep, I would have been fine.
Chris was still shit hammered.
Literally taking my last shot of whiskey like an hour before we got to the con floor. We get there, we're just talking business and like we're talking and then like I was like, yeah, I had a crazy night last night. Like
it
we went
be,
to bed.
It
like,
should be noted that I had to work that same
yeah.
day at
yeah.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, he had to work the same day.
So we're talking.
Let the record show that.
We're talking to this guy and we're trying to like talk through some business stuff and make sure everything's set up. And I was like, yeah, man, like, you know, we were drinking whiskey till like 7 a.m. He's like, it's 9 o'clock. He's like, are you still drunk? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, totally. And the guy we're talking to looks over and goes, all right.
He's just like, he's going.
Just continues the conversation. So then, like,
that's another misconception about like nerds at cons.
Oh, we get hammered.
Can party.
Yeah.
Hard.
So, so we get done, and Chris and I go back to the car.
Like 5 hours.
Like
after
five. It's
Colin's
like it's yeah.
The car.
It's something around it. It's at least 4 hours of Colin in the car stewing because that's the only.
Sweating out. Booze and just con and then
like
what all
I don't know
garbage if, food I
yeah.
eat.
Have you guys ever heard of the con funk? Okay, con funk is convention funk, which is essentially everything that all the gross fucking nerds put on you when
also,
they touch
we
you.
Got comped like $100 in fried food the night
yeah,
before.
Oh my we God. Got comped a shit ton of food. So like we get to the car and I unlock it with the little fucking key fob, and I open the door, and I go, oh, fuck!
And we just, like, walk back 15 feet.
And Chris is like, Chris isn't over there yet. When I open the door, and I go like this, Chris hasn't seen it, and he opens the other door, and I am like, no! And he
should
opens
be noted
it.
That one of our meals last night was Southern nachos, which was literally...
Bad idea.
No, wait.
All it was pounded out flat, fried chicken skins.
No, pork skins.
No, it was chicken skins.
Was it chicken skins?
Oh, my God. That sounds
drizzled
awesome.
In pimento cheese and hot sauce and jalapenos.
That sounds great.
Dude, now, like,
hot
so
sauce.
We...
So we're just sitting there, all four doors of the car are just open.
They're just,
we're just trying to
and I and, like, it's my parents' car. Like,
oh, and it's leather.
And it's leather. And, like, I'm sitting there with the doors open, and I look at Chris, and I was like, do I, like, hose him off? Like,
yeah, we were like,
they were convinced I had soiled myself.
Yeah.
I was just like, dude, did you shit a nuclear power plant? Like, what happened? So
this is 2 years ago. I'm a lot better now.
Yeah, like, I have
still, my gastrointestinal tract is not
any better.
So, Colin, I drink Lactaid. And it helps, but I still like cheese. And
Colin,
like,
okay.
Oh, God.
Colin farts, and it's like Agent Orange. Like, it's just, it's like you're getting gassed out and numb. Like,
so
it's fucking terrible.
If I went on tour with the band, we would have to take every 35, 40 minutes. Colin needs to get out of the car.
See, I fart.
We just live with
it. I fart just as much as the next person.
Or more.
The problem with me is that if I have to shit, we gotta pull over and, like, now. And it's also, like, when there's a serious diet change, I gotta shit, like, the whole day. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I think we were somewhere in Nebraska.
Yeah,
like,
I was telling them.
When we had to pull over and he shit on the fucking...
I was in between the trailer and the bus, and, like, I, like, got down, and I was like, wow. and then I'm looking and, like, there's, like, rocks and gravel and, like, sand and shit, and then there's some, like, fucking, like, weeds.
And he's releasing
and I'm like,
slime.
This is, like, where, like, you would see fucking rattlesnakes and shit.
That's because right before he walked off the bus, we all yelled, don't get bit by a snake.
Like, right when I got in the position to where, like, you don't want to move quickly or have to, like, defend yourself, you know what I mean?
He's in the middle of releasing
a demon. I got to that
demon.
And I'm just like, holy shit.
Constantine came to release your demon.
Yeah. He's exercising some serious blood.
I also took a shit in the Gulf of Mexico.
That was a good day.
Lake Norman.
That was a crazy day. We were in the Gulf of Mexico and we were swimming around. He was shitting and I tried to shit. I couldn't. And then we ended up at
a shit. That was a normal shit though. That was just like a typical I didn't.
Just
little going
floaters.
To.
We ended up.
People
we ended
wonder
up
why
a,
Montezuma's Revenge is a thing.
We ended up in
we're
like some weird oyster bar. In like Sarasota, and we got drunk as fuck and eating all kinds of food.
Mike
we walk outside,
crab legs with his mouth.
There was like,
oh yeah, I ate crab legs like they were carrots. Oh, crab leg.
He ate probably like $6 worth of his $30 crabs, and then got too drunk, and I was just like,
and at one point I started screaming at him like I have to piss, and he was at a different table.
The whole room knew that you had to piss.
They all knew.
They all knew.
We were walking outside, and this like bachelorette party was like piling out of a monster truck limo.
Yeah.
And we were like, "How much for the limo?" And the dude was like, "I work for tips." And we were like, "Get in the limo, everybody!" And we were drinking all his liquor.
I totally forgot about that.
That sounds like a night you would forget about.
I was super shitty.
We get on the bus. I'm sober now, finally. I'm like sitting at the stoplight. Our old manager, now booking agent, sitting right next to me, and we pull up, and this like convertible pulls up right next to us, and Jason's like, "What's up?" Whatever, and they're like, "Oh, hi," whatever. He's like, "Cool, just did something, whatever," and they're like, "Cool," and he's like, "Yeah," and then all of a sudden, like a breakdown hit in the back, and it was just like. The whole fucking bus went like up and down.
Yeah, we were partying hard as fuck.
Wait, Mike, fucking, there's like this table in the back, and he's headbanging, and he just goes. Fucking fell right through.
He
the whole
broke the
thing.
Table, and beers go.
I destroyed the entire table.
That but I actually took the scraps from that table. I put a new tabletop in the bus, and I took the scraps from that table. And actually made our little console that now houses our Super Nintendo.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Did that stay on the old bus?
We got the cops caught on us that night.
So,
You oh, guys, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we broke into a pool.
Yeah. Fuck!
Baby, can I go with this?
And at one point, like, we were doing the floppy man in the pool, which is when you run as hard as you can, but then just go...
Hey, can you...
just let your limbs go. So, like, everything just flops around.
Can we get you guys the date for his bachelor party, and you guys come run it for
no,
us?
No, oh my God, bachelor yes. party is just going to be a southeastern leg with them.
Yeah, I just got engaged too recently. So
yeah, nice. Yeah.
Double bachelor party.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
thank you,
Nikki.
Actually,
Nikki,
Charlie's in charge of my bachelor.
Who I like.
So, so
a little bit.
He really does like her.
It's funny, in her wedding planning book, there's this thing that's talking. It's like all about wedding planning, and there's this thing. It's like bachelor party. Ha, kidding. Kind of. What will you allow? And it's just this long list. And I was like, there's no cocaine or heroin.
It didn't actually specifically say not cocaine.
We got kicked out by the cops. Because the cops came. Yeah. It's like, all right, guys.
Yeah.
Let's get the fuck out. We're just like... Drop off.
I want to thank you guys for coming on. This is fantastic.
Not once, but twice.
Twice, yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And for letting us come to the studio.
We'll
and,
come on anything.
I'm fucking right now.
Moral of the story is nobody comes. So I'm really
gets his balls washed.
Yeah, I'm really stoked that we got to get you guys on because
hey,
we are at our heart we are a storytelling podcast.
Hell yeah!
And this is real fun every time that we get a chance to get people with fun stories. So next time you guys come on the show
in 2 months,
yeah,
we're gonna
have something for you.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Anything oh, yeah. that's that you've got fucking loaded in the barrel in the back, let us know
old,
about it.
Yeah. Make a few stories.
The old yeah. fat trap.
Oh God, the spank bank! Thank you. So we're gonna do a round of plugs real quick. I think fuck the picks this time. It's
yeah, I
don't
plugs.
Even need it.
Yeah.
Plug you guys plug bands, tours, whatever the fuck you want. Go for yeah. it.
Definitely check out Worst Kept Secret from Morgantown, West Virginia. Definitely check out Violence and Vanity from Baltimore, Maryland. Both fucking fantastic bands.
Sons of Texas. We toured with them
oh,
when we did.
Yeah.
Our Trapped Run, and those guys are great dudes. Great music,
absolutely.
Great energy.
And Devour of the Day. I know you all know
Gentleman
Man.
Sport.
I was
Mortar
say,
Monroe.
Yeah, Gentleman Sport.
Bad Seed Rising.
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys go ahead and plug your upcoming tour.
Drink!
When's it start? And when are you coming
March
through?
3rd.
Fuck if I know.
And if all goes well, we'll be here on the 7th. The house party we got. I mean, that's still
yeah.
on
the
yeah. March 3rd.
All our information is located on our Facebook page and or Pornhub.
We will get everybody out there in Pornhub. I just caught that.
You guys on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube.
All of them.
I
all
just
them, man.
Followed them.
All
on
those motherfuckers
right
here.
Yeah.
We are gonna anybody who's listening in. We will get all of their info for all the social media stuff posted on the site. And
so you can click on a link, you lazy fuck.
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit.
They're into.
Listeners really love when we get combative.
Yeah.
Fans respond to being called foul names.
Yeah,
they really do. I do it
it's,
on stage.
Remember,
it's
no,
negative
not fans.
Enforcement.
Yeah.
We were corrected on this.
We were corrected on this by another podcast.
Yeah,
they're not
East
fans.
Coast, West Coast thing.
They're listeners.
Listeners.
Oh,
wait, well, that's really presumptuous. I was like, yeah, because they're listening out of spite.
And then, and in my brain, I just see some kid at home like, I fucking hate you guys. I just want to make sure that I know everything so I can compete with you.
I can't wait for our haters. I really can't wait.
I'm excited for
Crib
it.
Death.
Crib death.
So, thank
Canoga
you.
Park.
Thank you guys for coming on. Everybody,
yeah, oh, yeah.
Guns out at sundown. Fantastic, fellas.
Man.
Too
far.
Too far.
Yeah,
too far.
Far.
Too
far.
Yeah. Dale,
it's been a decade.
Almost 15 years, can you believe that?
Dale would be disappointed. Dale would be disappointed.
Dale would be pretty mad at 9/11.
That's true.
That's the most American thing you could say.
Had
good
he
night.
Seen it.
Yeah, it's been lovely.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. As always, I'm Alexander Fulmer.
I'm Chris Nielsen.
I'm Colin Norris.
You guys have a wonderful night. And
cheers.
Colin, you want to take us out?
Go touch some butts, y'all.
Why would I do that?